This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Emma, E-M-M-A, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S-S, date of birth 5/4/1939. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Curtis with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and Crohn's disease. Her last visit was a year ago, July 24th, 2023. She did have severe vomiting and diarrhea in June of this year, and she was hospitalized for 2 days. They weren't sure what was causing the vomiting and diarrhea, and she had a very elevated white count of greater than 20,000. They ended up transferring her from Alma over to Bay Medical Center because they had gastroenterology support over there. But she believes they determined that it was a form of food poisoning. And after several days in the hospital and IV fluids, she got much better. And she is feeling much better at this time. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or dysphagia. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. And she states her blood sugars are stable and her weight is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Ramipril, 10 milligram once a day, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam. Weight is 225 pounds, pulse 63, blood pressure 140 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, normal bowel sounds, and no edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 23rd of 2024. Actually, yes, May 23rd, 2024. Creatinine is normal at 0.88. Sodium 138, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 24, calcium 9.2, albumin 4.3, hemoglobin 13.2, normal white count, or normal platelets, but white count was 20.8, and her neutrophils were elevated at 17.7, and with elevated monocytes and normal lymphocytes. Glucose was 205. Urinalysis had a trace of blood and a trace of protein without white cells at that time. Magnesium level was normal, 1.8. Lipase level also normal at 67. And troponin levels were also normal. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, Crohn's disease, stable. And 4, recent hospitalization for gastroenteritis that is now resolved. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 to 12 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.